Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile that crashed seconds after takeoff. South Korea's defense ministry reported the failed launch Thursday. The incident comes less than a week after Pyongyang celebrated the launch of a missile from a submarine. South Korea told Yonhap News Agency the missile flew for about 30 kilometers and the test did not appear to have been a success. Pyongyang's latest missile launches come as South Korea and the United States conduct annual joint military drills that North Korea has labeled a provocation. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders, killing at least 14 people. Among the dead were two doctors, including Aleppo's last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas. News accounts reported three children were also killed in the nighttime raid overnight into Thursday. The attack came amidst a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 killed in the past week in clashes between government forces supporting embattled President Bashar al-Assad and rebel groups trying to overthrow his regime. The rebels have bombarded government-controlled neighborhoods with rocket and artillery fire, while Syrian jet fighters have conducted air raids. The fighting has left the country's supposed ceasefire in shambles, with United Nations envoy Staffan de Mistura saying a so-called cessation of hostilities agreement was barely alive. This is VOA News. A senior intelligence analyst says members of al-Shabaab in Somalia who recently pledged allegiance to the Islamic State are moving into the capital, Mogadishu. Colonel Abdullahi Ali Mao, a former national intelligence officer who now heads the new Mogadishu-based Somalia Institute for Security Studies, told VOA that some al-Shabaab members are fleeing to the capital and to areas near the border with Kenya because they were overpowered in the region of Middle Juba. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday told Austria's lower house of parliament that increasing restrictions on migrants will negatively impact Europe's commitments to international law. Ban told the legislators that under international and European laws, they have a moral and legal principle obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution.
I welcome the open discussions in Europe, including in Austria, on integration. But I am alarmed again about growing xenophobia here and beyond.
His comments came on the same day legislators in Austria's upper house are scheduled to vote on a measure that would allow authorities to stop accepting asylum requests at the border if they decide it is necessary to protect internal security. If passed, Austria's new law would also mandate temporary asylum for migrants who have applied for asylum since November 15th. They would be compelled to leave Austria after 3 years if Vienna rules that their home countries have become safe. China has passed a controversial law that imposes new rules on foreign non-governmental organizations and puts the registration and supervision of such groups under the control of public security authorities. The full text of the law was not immediately available, but authorities said the legislation has 7 chapters and 54 articles. The law was passed by China's parliament, the National People's Congress, with a vote of 147 in favor and only 1 opposing and 1 abstention vote. South Korea has announced its Olympic athletes will wear long-sleeve shirts and pants containing mosquito repellent for ceremonies and training during the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The uniforms are meant to ward off mosquito-borne transmission of the Zika virus, which causes only mild symptoms in most people, but can cause birth defects when pregnant women are infected. Russia has launched the first rocket from its new cosmodrome, Vostochny, after a 1-day delay for technical reasons. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.